pray with us for another spiritual awakening in America and around the world. I'm Delvin Kintzer, and you're listening to BPNRadio.com.
It's time for another timely sermon here on BPNRadio.com. Dr. Ron Lester from Tucson, Arizona. He's the author of the book, I'm Blind, What is Your Excuse? Now, here's Dr. Ron Lester.
Hey, it's a great day to be with you today. This is Dr. Ron Lester coming to you from Tucson, Arizona. And we are so thrilled that you've joined me on this Sunday. I just feel like the anointing of the Holy Spirit is out there, and I pray that you will get something out of this message. I pray that God will touch your heart, that God will revive you, God will strengthen you, God will awaken you, that there you will be so anointed that you just cannot sit still any longer. And I just feel like, you know, that I have a message for you today, and I'm going to start with Mark, the 16th chapter and the 15th verse, that basically is the commandment. There's basically about three commandments. The first one is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and all thy might. But the second one is to love thy neighbor as thyself, and to love everyone. Oh, my goodness, that's two of them. And the third one, I believe, is from this Mark 16 and 15. He said to go into all the world and preach the gospel to the uttermost parts of the world, taking the word of God and anointing people, winning people to the Lord, saving them, casting out the demons, bring them to that saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And so today I want to minister to you and to help you to understand why that our churches are not growing. I know I've said several times, in some of my other messages that I do on Thursday, that a lot of us are dead, dead, dead. Now, what I mean by that, I mean that we are dead spiritually. We've come to the point where we are so complacent in our hearts, in our minds, and the old devil has taken and occupied our minds with all kinds of activities. From one end to the other, you should see all of the things that he has us, bound with. The telephones, the games on the telephone, the games on the TV, all of the sports activities, baseball games, football games, you name it. When I look back and I see what, the verse basically is not the verse, but it says, if I were the devil, here's what I would do. And that was by Paul. I'll think of his name in a minute, but I'll tell you what, he that was in 1965, and he says, basically that I would get the people occupied in every activity as possible. He said, I would get them further and further in debt, that I would get them to the place where that they were so far in debt that they would have to declare bankruptcy. And we have seen that over the years, that the credit card companies have enticed us to, oh, you need it today. When I was in the, growing up in the 50s and 60s, mom and dad, never bought anything on the credit. They saved their money and they would buy things, basically whenever, you know, they had the finances to do it. Now, every once in a while, they would go to the bank and borrow a little money to do a little project of some kind and what have you. I know that when Dad bought in 1959, he bought 50 acres. And, you know, within a year or two, him and Mom basically had that 50 acres paid for. But now we see people that, you know, that get further and further and further in debt. I mean, I know people that, you know, I worked with Financial Peace University, and I've run across people that have been so far in debt, the highest one I've ever seen was that this guy had about 30 credit cards, and he had them all maxed out, and he had 400 and some odd $1,000 indebtedness with just his credit cards. Now, I tell you what, see, that's the way the devil gets us all, you know, gets our minds off of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he gets our minds so confused that people in the church, they are so, you know, they want to make money, they want to, you know, they borrow money, they got to have a bigger house, they got to stay up with a neighbor, they got to have a new car, they got to do this, and they got to do that. And I tell you what, it is time that we wake up and we got to say, in the name of Jesus, I want to be a soul winner. I want to stand up for the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to be like the woman at the well. And that goes, you know, Jesus told her everything that she was about and what have you. And she went back to her community and she began to talk to the elders, the men back in that community. And the first thing they knew, they all became, they started coming toward Jesus. They come with an open heart. And Jesus looked on all of those people, and he looked at his disciples, and he says, look on the fields, look at out there. All of these people, they're ready. They're ready for harvest. They're ready. They're ready to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. And see, that's what we've got to do. We've got to be willing to go and do something for the Lord. You know, so many of us, we get so embarrassed when it comes time to witness to someone. They ask us a question, you know, where do you go to church at? You know, well, I go to church down the road down here, you know. We're afraid to admit that we go to a Pentecostal church or we go to a Baptist church or what have you. But I tell you what, we've got to wake it up. Wake up. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Take the word of God. He said, how can those people hear without a preacher? And that's what we've got to do. We've got to have, we've got to preach with holy boldness. We've got to get out there and do something for the Lord Jesus Christ. You may say, well, how should I do that? You know, I feel so confined. I'm in a wheelchair. I don't, you know, get out like I used to. I tell you what, if you got a phone, have you got a computer? You know, I mean, there's so many people on, you know, on all the programs that are available, you know, Facebook and what have you. I mean, so many ways to minister, just like we're ministering through BPNradio.com. That's on the internet. And I tell you what, we are blessed to be able to do that. We understand that we are ministering to a hundred and some odd nations around the world, that we've got emails from there. We've got, you know, clicks in on it. And I tell you what, I trust that somebody out there around the world is listening, that they will be touched by the Holy Spirit, that they'll want to have that they'll have a desire to win souls to the Lord. And I just pray for you in the name of Jesus. I pray for all of the pastors out there that are just, you know, they're doing, you know, basically they are complacent. They're not preaching, you know, salvation. They're not preaching anything about hell. They're not having any vision whatsoever. See, Jesus, our God, the Holy Spirit, called us to be witnesses throughout the world, and where we're at, we are to be witnesses. And I'll tell you what, we've got to witness some way, somehow. You know, I'm totally blind, and I've got all kinds of other physical problems. I don't, I don't get out and walk the streets like I used to. I would love to be able to do that. For many years, I was in the bus ministry, and I would knock on hundreds and hundreds and maybe thousands of doors, inviting people to church, inviting young people to church, our children to church. And I believe that we planted with the Word of God down in their hearts. I know that when we would bring them in on the buses, that we would sing that, you can't get to heaven with the in a motor scooter, you can't get to heaven in a Cadillac. You can't get to heaven unless you know the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And that's the whole key right there. We've got to get the Word of God into people's hearts. And our people, every one of us, we've been asked the Lord, give me a vision of souls. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. In Proverbs, he talks about I believe it's the 23rd chapter, somewhere in there, maybe. I'm not sure at this point. But he says, without a vision, the people perish. And I believe that. We've got to have a vision today. I believe that God is going to give you a vision right now. In the name of Jesus, I trust that a vision is coming into your mind, that the lives of this world, your friends and your neighbors and your loved ones and what have you, that they are looking and they're desiring something. They're running to and fro looking for activities. And I'll tell you what, they're looking for something to satisfy them. And the only thing that can really satisfy them is to know the Lord Jesus Christ and have the Holy Spirit dwelling within them, the kingdom of heaven to dwell within them in the name of Jesus. Glory to his name. I tell you what, somebody needs to shout a little bit. Somebody needs to say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us believe that we gotta do it. We gotta say in the name of Jesus. I tell you what, in my next message, I'm gonna have a little thing about the man on George Street. I tell you what, this man for 40 years, he handed out tracts, not knowing if anybody was ever going to get saved or not. But he was on George Street in Sydney, Australia, I believe it is. That's the main street going in through Sydney, and he lived right there. He had a little shop there. I'm not sure what kind of shop it was, but every day he told God that he would do 10 witnessings every day. And so he would take a track and hand it to an individual. And he said, if you were to die today, are you sure you would go to heaven? Some people would argue with him. Some people would throw the track on the ground, but others took that track and they began to read it, and many of them got saved. But this little man didn't even know that there was anything happening. But he stayed with it. He kept after it for 40 years, and finally one day a guy got to researching and got to asking people, where they got saved at, and curiosity got him, and he began to, research it and what have you. He went ministering, evangelizing all over the world, and India, and the chaplains in the Navy and what have you. And he said that time he got through, he said there was 143,000 people that had gotten saved through this little man witnessing for the Lord Jesus Christ. He said there's probably millions of others that have gotten saved through the message that this little man had given out. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to be able to get the fear of God a fear of the devil out of our lives. The devil, he came to kill, steal, and destroy. And he's like a big old roaring lion hollering in your ear. You can't do that. You can't witness to an individual. You don't have the ability to do that. You don't have the strength. You don't have, what it takes to win a soul to the Lord. You know what? When a person gets ready to be saved, I tell you what, it don't take hardly anything to win them. Their hearts have been, the Holy Spirit has dealt with them for many years and many days, and they're really the Lord Jesus Christ is ready to come into their hearts. He's standing at the door, knocking on that door. He says, "Open the door, and I will come in, and I will be with you." And that's what we've got to believe, that the Lord is knocking on people's doors. They're knocking on their hearts. They're trying to wake up. Jesus is trying to wake them up. And the Word of God is trying to wake them up. And you've got to realize that, hey, I may be the only key. I may be the only person that might say something to that individual. I may be the only book that they read. And so we've got to live a clean and holy life before them. I tell you what, we've got to be the leaders and not the followers. I know there are people, a lot of people, Christian people, that they just follow along with the crowd and they talk like the crowd. They live like the crowd. And you don't even see any fruit that they ever have done. And I tell you what, pastors, I just encourage you. I encourage you to get a vision. I encourage you to get an evangelistic heart. I encourage you to get to that place where you got a tear in your eye when you're preaching the Word of God, but you minister with the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that you're down on your knees and crying out, "God, give me the anointing, give me a fresh touch, give me that double portion," like Elisha, he prayed. He told Elijah, he says, "What do you want?" He asked Elisha that. He says, "I want a double portion of whatever you have." And I tell you what, he said, "If you see me when I go to heaven, when I leave this world," he said, "you shall have that double portion." And I tell you what, he would not leave Elijah. Elisha stayed right with him. And he tried to keep him from going across the Jordan River. And Elisha said, "No, I'm going with you." And so they both went across the Jordan River. And I tell you what, it says that the whirlwind began to blow and a chariot of fire came down and took hold of Elisha. And Elijah, he cried out, "Oh, Master!" And all of a sudden, his coat fell down, and there the mantle was there. And Elisha picked it up. He didn't worry about where Elijah went to, but he went right back across the River Jordan, walked on dry ground, just like they walked on dry ground to begin with. I tell you what, Elisha had twice as many miracles. If you read all the miracles, I think there was 32 miracles that Elisha did. There were 16 of them that Elijah did. And I tell you what, we need to pray, "God, give me a new vision. Give me souls. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now for you, pastors, soul winners out there. I pray that the Lord will give you a fresh oil, fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit." Hallelujah. Oh, I just believe that somebody needs to shout and praise God and say, "Lord, give me a fresh touch. Give me the fresh oil. Give me the fresh anointing like I never have had before. In the name of Jesus, glory to His name." Oh, I feel that. somebody's getting touched right now. I feel like somebody's rising up. They're saying, yes, Lord, I'll go where you'd have me to go. I'll do what you'd have me to do. I'll say what you'd have me to say. Praise God. Woo! Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the anointing that's flowing through this this internet in the name of Jesus. That souls are going to be saved. That lives are going to be changed. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You want to see your church grow, Pastor? I tell you what, you need to get a new vision. Get a new vision of hell. See those souls going out into hell in eternity, lost without the Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you what, there's millions of them that are going out in eternity every day. And I tell you what, we need to see them saved. We need to reach them some way. You may be the only person that will reach them. Oh, praise God. Take the Word of God with you. Take tracts with you. Oh, take a verse, you know, with them. You know, I got a card. A lot of people will get on my case. And this card, it says, I'm blind. What's your excuse? And I wrote a book like that by that same name. And I tell you what it means, basically, you know, I may be blind, but I'm still working for the Lord. I'm still doing something for the Lord. I'm still praising God. I'm still worshiping the Lord. And I just feel like that, you know, that you need to get a little touch of what I feel this morning. Oh, glory to His name. Hallelujah. Whatever time zone you're in, I just believe the Lord is able to reach through the internet and anoint you with the mighty power of God. Glory to His name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands and praise God. Praise God for what He's going to do. Thank you for the victory, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, for those people out there that sing, yes, Lord, I'll go where you'd have me to go. I'll do what you'd have me to do. I'll say what you'd have me to say. Glory to His name. Father, we worship you, Lord. We thank you, Father, Lord. Somebody worship the Lord a little bit right now. Hallelujah. Somebody praise God. I tell you what, I'm just worshiping the Lord in this message. I just feel like something awesome is happening across this world. In the name of Jesus, that revival is taking hold in your lives and around the world. Oh, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You know, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You know, without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. And without faith, you gotta have faith that the Word of God comes, and it gives you the faith to step out and go forth in the name of Jesus. That's our hope. That's what we've got to believe. That's what we've got to stretch forth our hand to reach out to touch the Holy Spirit. I like it when that little lady, you know, that was had a blood disease for many years. She said she began to say in her heart, she said, if I could just touch the hem of the garment, and she said, I will be healed. And she pressed through, and she didn't want to confront, Jesus because of all the people that He was healing and what have you. And so she reached down and crawled. I imagine she crawled on her knees, but she touched the hem of His garment, and Jesus felt the power of God leave His body, and He asked, who is it that touched me? And His disciples said, well, look around. Everybody's touching you. But He says, there's one person out here that has been touched, has been healed. And the little lady came forth and said, yes, I had touched your hem of your garment, and I've been healed. Oh, praise God. You need to touch the hem of the garment right now for the Holy Spirit to anoint you in a mighty way. In the name of Jesus, glory to his name. Oh, hallelujah, pastors. I want you to start preaching evangelistic sermons. Take the word of God and minister to your people. Set them on fire with the word of God. Tell them that it's no time to sit down. It's time to get up, no matter how old they are. They can't just sit there in a pew and just say, oh, I've done my part. I've done my share. I've preached all I need to preach. I tell you what, folks, we need a message that will fire people up. The young people, the old people. I tell you what, many people that are older, I tell you what, they're sitting in the pews waiting for the Lord to come. And I tell you what, we need to get right with the Lord and say, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Get a fire, set a fire under you in the name of Jesus. And I pray right now that a fire has been set under you. If you're not saved today, I pray right now that you'll accept the Lord and say, Lord, come into my heart. I accept you as my Lord and Savior in Jesus' name. And I believe if you'll say those words, that he saved you. This has been Dr. Ron Lester. I tell you what, I just feel like, you know, that God is good to you. If you email me, ronlester45@gmail.com, I'd be glad to minister to you in any way I can. And I have a website, it's drronlester.com. I tell you what, I have two books out, I'm Blind, What's Your Excuse, and The Day the Lights Went Out, and I just believe that there's souls that are being saved today, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. This has been BPN Radio, and I tell you what, I'm so thrilled that Dale Gentry has given us the opportunity to minister, and I ask you right now to look down at the bottom down there and plant some seeds in this ministry. I tell you what, it's going around the world. It's a ministry that has set you on fire. It's a ministry that souls is being saved. I believe there's many healings that are taking place. He said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory to his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. And Lord, I pray, Lord, right now that pastors will be set on fire in the name of Jesus, that their pews, that their sermons will never be the same anymore, that the power of God will come through them, that it will show through, and people will see that there is something about the pastor that has changed. In the name of Jesus, we claim it right now. In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're about to do right now. In the name of Jesus, glory to his name. We want to shout hallelujah for what he's done. I just believe a miracle is happening out there. I believe people's getting set on fire. In the name of Jesus, they're saying yes. I will go in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. There's so many opportunities. Oh, open up your eyes and see the souls going out into eternity lost and without you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise God. God bless you. We love you, and we want to thank you for listening for us today on this Sunday. And I tell you what, I just believe God is doing something awesome. This has been Dr. Ron Lester, and I just feel the anointing flowing through this place in a mighty way. Glory to his name. The scripture is Mark 16:15. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. You've been called. You've been called to preach. Take that advantage. Do it in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Stand on the rock. Stand for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah.
You've been listening to another timely message by Dr. Ron Lester. For more information concerning his ministry, email him at ronlester45@gmail.com. That's ronlester45@gmail.com, or check out his Facebook page at Dr. Ron Lester. Thanks for listening to another Sunday preaching program here on bpnradio.com. Stay tuned for more preaching.